You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
I say, how my people doing? How you doing? How you doing? I can kind of flow into how I go. I want to be a rapper so bad. It's just
really
not.
Do.
It's not a part of anything. Anyway, all right. Look, guys, we are excited about your future. You know, we've been dealing with this series pertaining to higher level marriage, the new name, as well as we talked about higher level thinking. And even today, you know, we're going to talk about pretty much communication. But since we're doing with a higher level, let's just go with a higher level love language type of thing, you know. I like Chapman's book. That's his name, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Gary make sure. Chapman.
Thank you. But anyway, look, I got to start by confessing. Christian Johnson, the husband of the awesome and anointed, beautiful. I can say sexy. Can I say that? I said it already.
Yeah.
Okay. You just all that and more. But anyway, look, listen, y'all. I had thought I was doing a spectacular job of speaking my wife's love language. In reality, what I was doing was kind of speaking my own love language. And a lot of times I've recognized that, you know, it's easy. I'm an encourager, gift of exhortation. And so words of affirmation is really huge for me. But, you know, I can go around the house and just saying, oh, babe, this is great. This is good. This is nice. This is awesome. You look good and all that other stuff. And she can speak later as to how that makes her feel. She appreciates it, but it doesn't really, you know, speak her language. And, you know, Lanisha has to deal with, you know, acts of service. And so I recognize that after a while of doing things the way that I thought that I should love her, that it wasn't working. Now, it didn't mean that we had a horrible, you know, marriage. It didn't mean like, you know, chaos was breaking loose and all that other stuff. But the issue was that the need pertaining to her love language wasn't being met. And I thought that I was doing a good job until she was just lovingly vocal about it. And I had to change my perspective. So, you know, I don't know if you've ever been there. Have you ever been there? Have you been able to identify with any of those situations, whether you're a husband or you as wife, where you just, you know, you've been communicating or something, you've noticed that something wasn't necessarily the greatest, or you've been doing something and wondering, you know, how come things aren't greater? Maybe, just maybe, we aren't speaking our spouse's love language the way that we are. But I think it requires a higher level thinking, higher level speaking, higher level marriage, that mindset to have a higher level love language, and to take it up to not just, like we said before, you know, just, how should I say it? Maintaining, but thriving in your marriage. Even if the communication is okay, it can be better or it can be awesome. And, you know, that's just my aspect of it. I think Ephesians 4:29 talks about, you know, letting us to speak, you know, pretty much positive words. And I don't want to misquote the text, but pretty much the NLT says, you know, don't use foul or abusive language, but let everything that you say be good, helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. What better way than to speak to your spouse within those loving and encouraging words? What better way than to, you know, speak to your children in that way? And I think that God will be honored as we are moving forward and practicing practical things, even with just speaking that love. And speaking that love and that encouragement is not always, what I'm learning, is verbal. That speaking, that communication can deal with our acts as I speak your language, mm-hmm. or in various ways. So what's your thought on that, beautiful?
I was just thinking, even from the scripture that you just read in Ephesians 4:29, I'm learning, I'm in school now, so I'm learning how to read the text. And when reading or even teaching a text, how you should ask the question, why did the author write this? Or why did God say that? Mm-hmm. So, you know, why would God put in the Bible that we should watch the way we speak to one another? And I believe that it's because he realizes that when our words have so much power, first, that when we speak positive and uplifting words to one another, it builds up that individual, but in the interim, it's also building up the marriage. It's building up the family, thus building up the community, the church, you know, your surrounding areas, your businesses, whatever it might be. Those words, those positive affirmations that we can give one another have so much power and impact us at so many different levels. So it's important for us to realize that it's deeper than just, you know, giving a nice word here and there, but truly speaking the language that your partner understands and receives as you expressing your love. And so in that, Christian had mentioned that he realized that my love language was acts of service. And the way we did that was by taking the 5 love languages evaluation that Gary Chapman has created and made available for free online at 5lovelanguages.com.
Man, that was a plug.
So it's a great tool. If you haven't used it, I would encourage you to use that to see not only your own love language, but to also then understand your spouse's love language. And even if you have taken it and it's been a while, go ahead and do it again. It won't hurt. Actually, you'll probably learn something. You'll learn that it probably has changed since the last time you've taken it. And that's great. That's awesome. Life changes, things happen, and our needs change. So I would encourage you to do that. And then in this week to come, that you would not only do that evaluation, but then take it a step further and commit to expressing love to your spouse through their love language that you've learned through taking that evaluation. And we'd love to hear from you. Tell us how it's going, how it went, what you learned about yourself, what you learned about your spouse and your marriage. We'd love to hear about that. But just imagine how life would be for you and your spouse if you began to apply this on a regular basis. Every day you look for some way to express your love to your spouse through their love language. Imagine what your families would look like and the different marriages around you, what they would look like, how your children would be affected, how your church might be impacted. Just by everyone taking that time first to get to know one another's love languages and then actually living that out and applying it every day. And it becomes easier as you do it and you put it into practice. But just think about that. And we encourage you to take the time to this week, go ahead and learn your love language and your spouse's love language. And then commit to expressing your love to them in that way.
Yeah. So in closing, we just want to speak life over your marriage and over your week. And like Lanisha said, well, I mean, how great would it be if we all would come together and just really just commit to having higher level communication in our marriage. And so we speak that over your marriage or your engagement, or maybe you're listening and you're thinking about the relationship aspect, but we just speak life over you and encouragement, and that your communication is clear, and that, you know, there's no weapon formed against you that's going to prosper, that you're going to be able to articulate your needs, your concerns, and you're going to be able to receive exactly what your spouse needs for you to move forward. And you guys love each other. You know, that agape love, that a love that is not predicated upon our feelings, but really is a decision that we are in it to win it, that we're going to move forward. We're going to speak love. We're going to speak just great things over each other and see the greatness in each other. So we love you. You're awesome. And we just expect great things from your week, from your marriage, and just be in tune to your spouse's needs. You're awesome. And we will talk to you soon.
You have been listening to Marriage Matters. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to leave us a review and follow us on Instagram. For more information, visit us online. Thank you.